Spirulina. Now this one is an absolute powerhouse. Let me tell you about it. Spirulina is a blue-green algae that grows in fresh water. It has been around for over 3 billion years. The Aztecs used to eat it daily, and NASA has studied it as a potential food source for astronauts in space. That should tell you something about how nutrient-dense it is. So what is in it? Gram for gram, spirulina is one of the most nutritious foods on the planet. Protein. Spirulina is about 60 to 70% protein by weight. That is more than beef, chicken, or fish. And it is a complete protein, meaning it contains all 9 essential amino acids your body cannot make on its own. This is rare for a plant-based source. Iron. Spirulina is loaded with iron, and it is highly bioavailable, meaning your body can actually absorb and use it. 1 tablespoon gives you about 11% of your daily iron needs. If anyone in the family feels tired or run down, low iron could be the cause, and spirulina helps. B vitamins. It is packed with B1, B2, and B3, which are essential for energy production, brain function, and metabolism. Antioxidants. The main one is called phycocyanin, which is the pigment that gives spirulina its blue-green color. Phycocyanin is one of the most powerful antioxidants ever studied. It fights free radicals, reduces oxidative stress, and protects your cells from damage. This is anti-aging at the cellular level. Anti-inflammatory. Phycocyanin is also a potent anti-inflammatory. Chronic inflammation is the root cause of almost every modern disease: heart disease, diabetes, cancer, Alzheimer's. Spirulina helps keep that inflammation in check. Cholesterol. And this ties in nicely to what we were just talking about with butter. Spirulina has been shown in studies to lower bad LDL cholesterol and triglycerides while raising good HDL cholesterol. So if mum is worried about cholesterol, spirulina actually helps balance it. Blood pressure. It increases the production of nitric oxide, which relaxes and widens your blood vessels, bringing blood pressure down naturally. Blood sugar. It helps improve insulin sensitivity and lower blood sugar levels. Great for anyone with diabetes concerns or sugar cravings. Detoxification. Spirulina binds to heavy metals in the body, particularly arsenic, and helps flush them out. It is a natural detoxifier. Immune system. It boosts the production of white blood cells and antibodies. Studies show people who take spirulina regularly get fewer infections and recover faster. Allergies. This is a good one. Spirulina has been shown to reduce symptoms of allergic rhinitis, that is hay fever, blocked nose, sneezing, itchy eyes. It works by reducing the inflammation in your nasal passages. Now the best brand. You want to look for organic spirulina, and the best one widely available is Nutrex Hawaii Hawaiian Spirulina. It is grown in Hawaii in fresh water ponds using natural sunlight, no pesticides, no contaminants. It is the cleanest spirulina you can get. If you cannot find that one, look for any brand that says certified organic and grown in a controlled environment. Avoid cheap spirulina from China as it can contain heavy metals. Dosage is typically 3 to 5 grams per day, which is about 1 teaspoon of powder or 6 to 10 tablets. You can mix the powder into a smoothie, juice, or even just water. Fair warning, it does taste like pond water, so a smoothie is the way to go. Start with a smaller dose for the first week and build up, because it is a powerful detoxifier and you do not want to flush too much out at once. So to sum up, spirulina gives you protein, iron, B vitamins, the most powerful antioxidant known to science, anti-inflammatory protection, cholesterol support, blood pressure support, blood sugar balance, detoxification, immune boosting, and allergy relief. All from a tiny green powder that costs about $30 a month. Absolute bargain.